Well, a hot and balmy edition of Clan Chat. I'm in Dublin. It's about 26 degrees, and I know it's warm in Guelph, Ontario, as Matt Spencer joins us on Clan Chat. First off, thanks for taking the time. I know you've had a busy summer.
No problem, Murph. Absolutely.
It's interesting. We were talking with our marketing guru, Laura, in the studio before we came on, and you were mentioning the hot weather there and sort of the I've lived in Ontario before I came to Ireland. I went to school in Toronto, so I know about the wildfires and the stuff that kind of happens, but just touch base there. Is all okay where you are in Guelph?
Yeah, no, it's for the most part all good. It smells a little smoky outside. The sky's a little orange at the moment. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a wildfire problem a little bit west of here in Ontario. So hoping for the most part everyone's okay. Unfortunately, that's one of the things that happens in Canada these days. We get a lot of wildfires, especially from out west. So hoping that it's a fairly smooth summer from that standpoint, and everything's going to be good and cleared up. But for the rest of the summer, it's been fantastic, and it's honestly it's making me want to go into a hockey rink and cool off a little bit sometimes. So I've been trying to do that as well.
I remember for all my years in Toronto, the 35 degrees in late July and into August. So it really, you really do get a lot hotter than you do in Dublin or Scotland. So stay safe. I hope you and your family are okay. Also, a big congratulations. I know this has been a big summer as you've also become a married man.
Yeah, tied the knot. So it was a great day. We got married back in basically end of June, and no, honestly, everything just came together. It was fantastic, and it was kind of funny because speaking of weather, like every other sort of event that we had leading up to the actual wedding, whether that was a bridal shower or a little engagement celebration, it was always raining like crazy. So we just figured, like if it rains on the day, because part of the ceremony was outside, like if it rains, it rains. Like we can't do anything about it. But we put up with all those raining days, and we had an absolute fantastic day weather-wise. So it was really great, and we waited it out, and it was fantastic.
Well, congratulations. I could tell it was a good day because as soon as I said that, your smile went ear to ear. So it must have been a wonderful family occasion. And let's talk about that because, like I said, off camera again, I'm from Newfoundland. So I'm well used to being away. But like you had some time in the American Hockey League and the East Coast Hockey League, a little bit closer to home. But then you make the jump to Europe. It is a little bit more difficult and a little bit more of an adjustment when you do take your hockey career onto the other side of the pond, isn't it?
No, yeah, absolutely it is. It's I mean, growing up in Canada and Ontario, I think pretty much for every hockey player at a competitive level, their ultimate goal is NHL, or maybe at the very least working in that system of the minor leagues of AHL or East Coast or Federal, whatever, in order to continue to make that jump up and climb that ladder. And for me, that was very much the case. Definitely tried to make that dream a reality, and was lucky enough to get drafted by Tampa, and worked really hard for that. Unfortunately, after a couple of years in the AHL and in the East Coast, it just didn't seem like that ultimate goal was going to be my time for it or achievable at that moment in time. So you look elsewhere, and Europe is a fantastic option, not just because of the competitive hockey, which it certainly has been. There's so many great leagues, including in the UK, but also just a different style of life. So, you get to experience a different culture, do a lot of growing up, moving away to a different place with you or your family, just seeing how the world works, kind of. So it's an opportunity I've definitely just absolutely loved every second of. And yeah, there's tough points. Living far away from friends and family, that can be tough. But if you're lucky enough, they can visit every once in a while and come see a game. So that's what we're hoping for every year, and it's been working out that way.
That's why things like weddings or family reunions in the summer are so important to us from Canada because you get to see everyone in one go at a wedding, isn't it? And when it's your wedding, you get to see all your buddies and all that as well. So again, congratulations. It's a great point because a couple of your teammates, your new teammates from the clan who've been on clan chats throughout the summer, Brady Risk said, I was sitting on a beach in Portugal or Spain or wherever Brady was and thought, yeah, it's not the NHL, but life is pretty good. And I really want to go back to Glasgow. And look, me and my partner are sitting on a beach here, and I never dreamt I'd get to see these parts of Europe. So do you sometimes, and your wife now, do you sometimes pinch yourself? I mean, you've had some pretty good stops along the way, and now you find yourself in the best city along the Elite League, in my opinion, Glasgow.
Yeah, no, it's truly a we need to pinch ourselves kind of moment. You know, both from places we've wanted to go to, or places, you know, you kind of always think are on the bucket list. But then there's a lot of places that surprise you, and a lot of places that, you know, maybe we didn't think we'd be playing in, you know, a small town. Like when I was playing in Denmark, I was in a very small town, and you're like, what's going on with life there? But then you're there for a while, and you're around the surrounding areas, and you're like, no, this is actually it's a different type of lifestyle, but it's fantastic too. So I really enjoyed my time in Denmark. But no, we've been really, really lucky to be able to have the opportunity to go to some of these places. And you know, that's also part of the draw coming to Europe is maybe you have that opportunity. You don't need to pay for a complete over the Atlantic flight. When you're already here, you maybe hop on a train or hop on a flight that's a little bit closer. So obviously hockey is first and foremost when we're there, and I'm really looking forward to the season. But you know, if you get those opportunities, it's good to get away from the rink a little bit. It's good to have a different perspective, visit some places, and it helps the mental game.
Did you learn any Danish when you were there? Can you speak any of the local language from that time?
Very little. It's a hard language, man. It's
even the names of teams are hard.
Yeah. No, I got okay with that. You know, probably halfway through the year or so. But for the most part, it was, you know, hello and thanks and kind of some of the basics. Luckily, coffee is pretty much universally known in most language. It sounds similar. So that's as long as I got that going for me, I'm pretty much good.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely delighted you're in purple because, quite frankly, you were a pain in the ass the last few years playing for the Panthers. Whenever you were at Brayhead Arena, you stood out for me. I thought you were one of the top defensemen in the entire league, not just a top defenseman for Nottingham. So we had to go and get you because you absolutely crucified us in so many ways. You're so good defensively. Those 2 years in Nottingham, you were a plus 36 across league campaigns. You're a playoff champion, you're a Continental Cup champion, and certainly the Challenge Cup. You won a title in Denmark too. Like, it seems to be the pedigree of winning championships. So we said, okay, this is kind of what we want in Glasgow. So we had to go and get you. Just talk about your time in Nottingham, because it was your first 2 years in the league and those titles and how special it is to win in the Elite League, because it's tough.
It is tough. It's very tough. First of all, thank you for you know, mentioning some of those credentials. But my first year in Nottingham, obviously they were coming off a bit of a strange year with kind of the incident that happened. And I think for a lot of us, because there was quite a few new bodies on that team 2 years ago, it was kind of, you know, I don't exactly know where this is going to go or how things are going to shake out, but you know, we had a strong team, and I think we continued to just grow and form over the course of the season, which ultimately led to that playoff final. So that was an incredible time. I think because, you know, we weren't really expected to win, you know, the kind of final game of the year sort of thing. So that was just, it was an incredible experience. And then, you know, when it came to the next year, I think there was a little bit more expectation. And obviously we were in Continental Cup and wanted to make a push for Challenge Cup and really all the titles, like every team in this league does. But it is, like you said, it's a hard league. It's a hard thing to win. You know, there's only going to be one champion for all of these different championships. The past couple of years have been very successful, and I really try to you know, not let those things slide by and really remember them and take them in and you know, realize that's what you're playing for. And I'm hoping we can do the same in Glasgow. Like, I think we have a strong team and we have the ability to show up and put in some really hardworking games and hopefully get a championship or two.
I was lucky enough to be doing the Challenge Cup game you know, on TV, and that overtime and everything was so exciting. But again, you stood out, and I remember the playoff final that was on Premier Sports as well, which your new, I guess your new employer, Michael O'Rourke, owns Premier Sports. He owns the Glasgow Clan. So that playoff final was unbelievable as well. I mean, the Elite League is a lot better than people give it credit for, isn't it? And it keeps getting better year on year. Were you surprised? I mean, like you mentioned, that you were the 44th overall pick by the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2015. You come from a high pedigree, and then you find yourself in Nottingham. And were you looking around going, wow, this is really good, this league?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, I mean, listen, when it comes to hockey journeys and stuff and where kind of people find themselves and end up, It's a different story for everybody. There's a lot of factors. It's not, you know, I think some people see it on the surface as, okay, he was drafted here, he should always be here or whatever. They have a lot of expectations or a lot of thoughts about it. But you know, there's so many extenuating factors and circumstances. But when I got to the Elite League, you know, not really knowing what to expect, I knew it was going to be a league, I think, similar to North America in the sense that it's, you know, physical league. It's, you know, there's a good amount of structure to it. It's not just free flowing kind of whatever. And I think that's in part due to all the North American imports that the league has, but you know, it's, you're going to have to show up kind of every night, and it's a long season. It's a tough year. Like all the teams, especially this past season, were competitive. Which I think as fans, you hope for, you know, playing as a player, you hope for that, for being a competitive kind of environment to test your skills. But, it is a tough one. So I think I was pleasantly surprised because I do enjoy a challenge like that. But, at the same time, you want to be the best. So you got to work for it every night.
When coaches and management when they ask him advice or they go, how about this? I always think, going back to my time involved in Glasgow, it's important to have people in the room that have won. And I know that, you know, Rod Brind'Amour came into the Stanley Cup final and he put the Stanley Cup ring down on the table from when he was a captain of the Hurricanes. And now he's the coach and he showed them the Stanley Cup ring. It's important to have those moments where guys who've done it can be calm under pressure. And so is that something that you're hoping to bring into the dressing room in Glasgow? Like I said, three titles in 2 years in Nottingham. We'd like to get one in Glasgow. So that's an important bit of, you know, experience.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, as much as I don't like to admit it, I think I am kind of getting a little bit older to the point where I'm, you know, more of the veteran player. I'm not, not a young guy anymore, but you know, with that comes some experience. And for me, it's been lucky enough to be some winning experience in terms of championships. So no, I think I am somebody that, you know, maybe at first isn't super talkative with the room, but I can get comfortable pretty quick. I like to, you know, help my teammates out, whether that's, you know, showing it or being vocal in the room or on the ice. So, you know, it's something that I take some pride in, and, you know, having that experience to be like, you know, we've been through this before. I've been through this. Here's kind of my experience. I can hopefully help anybody out that's feeling any sort of way, in order to help us move forward and get a championship. That's the goal.
Well, if you feel like you're old and you're looking in the mirror going, I have to admit it, you're only 29. Wait till you're my age and your back hurts and your ankle hurts and everything hurts. Another guy who was a real pain in the neck last year from my perspective, because every time he was in our building or we were in Nottingham, Ross Armour seemed to get a goal, a power play goal or a point against the Glasgow Clan. And yeah. I mean, he tied for the league lead in power play goals with 9. He had over 20 goals. Are you excited to reunite with him in the land of purple now? And tell the Purple Army what kind of guy Ross Armour is, because that's important to have those power play specialists as well.
Oh, yeah. No, Roscoe's a great, great dude. I was actually, we sat next to each other in the room last year. I'm not sure if he mentioned that. Probably not, because I hadn't signed yet. But no, he's a fantastic dude. You know, like, he's one of those guys that, I don't mean this in any sort of negative way. Like, it actually is an extremely positive thing. Like, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's not overly flashy, but he is always there when you need him. Like, he's always by the net front. He's always picking up stuff. He's got a good shot. Like, you know, that's evident with the amount of points that he had last year. he's just a gamer. Like, he's one of those guys where I'm like, every time he has the puck, I'm like, I feel confident he's gonna do the right thing. He's gonna hold on to it, especially down low and stuff. And you know, he's a great team guy. Like a lot of the guys, I think, really, we had a pretty good year last year bonding with everybody. And you know, he was a great guy to have around. Always wanting to be involved. Always wanting to. You know, to chip in wherever he can, whether that's hockey or off ice and stuff like that. So you got a good signing with Ross, and I'm looking forward to reuniting with him.
The management, kind of, you make long lists at the end of the season. After the playoff final weekend's over, you take a little bit of time and then you go, okay, these are like kind of wish lists. And both Ross Armour and Matt Spencer were on mine. So delighted that, you know, Zach Fennell and Mike Sarant and Steven Byrne still were able to make that happen. And I think that's a really good compliment, actually, to say, like, he's not overly flashy, but he goes to the net. Because one thing we've missed, I think, in Glasgow the last few years is a true net front presence. And all of his goals, especially against the Clan last year, Ross Armour goes in the net hard. As you said, he's a gamer. He's not afraid to go to those greasy areas. So, again, that's a real skill, isn't it?
No, absolutely. It's one of those things. I mean, I feel like I see a lot of videos and just stuff about young kids coming up through the ranks and kind of, you know, what skills you need to have. And for me, I don't think I've ever been a particularly flashy player. I think I have moments, maybe. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I know what I'm capable of, and there's a lot of, you know, kind of intangible things that go into a game, whether that is strong defending. You're never going to see a video highlighting really strong defending. It's all flashy goals or hits or saves or whatever the case is. So it's just one of those things where, you know, some guys have it, some guys don't. And, you know, he's one of those guys that has that aspect going for him. So, yeah, it's an invaluable thing these days with hockey, I think, with the way the game's kind of changing. And, you know, I'm still glad I have a pretty important place in that on the defensive side, too.
Well, 100%. I said it earlier, you're a plus 36 over two league campaigns in your EIHL career, which now moves to Glasgow. I mean, to be plus 36, yeah, maybe it doesn't show up on the highlight reel, but hockey people know, okay, this guy's got a whole lot of good things going on. Are you the type of guy, I mean, you've been busy with the wedding and all that sort of stuff and time with family, but are you kind of watching the signings, especially once you know, okay, I might go to Glasgow. Are you looking at the Glasgow roster and going, oh, okay, Devin Sidorov, Steven Saigo, Tristan Langan? Are you kind of looking at the roster and going, oh, I'd really like to play with those guys because they were hard to play against last year? Like, have you been paying attention to Glasgow signings throughout the summer?
Oh, for sure. Glasgow definitely with more of an eye on that, especially when talks sort of started to happen between myself and Glasgow. But you know, you do follow the whole kind of league, but having played in the league a couple of years and knowing some of those guys that are returning, you know, like Sid, like Sago, like those guys, it's tough. There's, you know, there's a couple of games that I got burned by, I think, all of those guys, and they're tough gamers and, you know, kind of head down. Again, I think more not overly flashy, but just guys that know what they're doing. And it's really great to have confidence in those types of players where you know what you're getting from them every night. You know, you can rely on that because trust is a big thing with team sports. And you know, I'm hoping to bring that same sort of ability, and guys can trust me out there too. So it's going to be a good season. I'm looking forward to it.
Now that your name is on that contract and you know where you're going, and you and your bride have made it official and you're married now, and all that's kind of all the good stuff is behind you, all the exciting stuff. What does a day look like for Matt Spencer? Like, are you back on the ice? Are you in the gym? Or what's your pro skate? What does a day look like in the off season?
Yeah, no, basically since the wedding was kind of over, we had a little bit of time to relax after that. But it's just getting back to training a little bit more of a schedule that's going to help me get ready for the season. But try to be in the gym, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, working on different stuff, and then usually skating. Right now I'm skating twice a week. That might jump up a little bit, or, you know, there's going to be certain weeks where you can only go once. But it's good. I try not to like, obviously I want to keep improving skills in the summer, but it's a long season and I'm always hoping to play a lot of minutes and stuff like that. So don't want to burn out in the summer. I think in the past I've always been been like, oh, I got to do more, more, more. But there is the benefit of doing a little bit less, you know, maybe doing some lighter types of workouts or movements like, you know, yoga or, you know, stretching, that sort of thing. Or just doing some fun stuff like tennis. Like me and my wife like to play tennis every once in a while. Get out for golf. So right now I'm really just trying to enjoy the summer, but I like getting back in the gym. I like training. So I'm just over at the local university that has a really great setup over here and have a kind of program I stick to. But yeah, no, it's good. Other than that, just try to eat a lot and gain some pounds for the corner weight. That's pretty much it.
I mean, you mentioned it there. Yeah. Like you have to enjoy the summer. It's a fine balance, and it's finding that balance is, like you said, you might consider yourself a veteran now, 29, you know what works for you, right? And whether it's tennis, and you mentioned golf, are you going to bring the sticks? Because let's be honest, the greatest golf courses in the world are in Scotland. Was that an enticing factor for Matt Spencer?
You know what, it of course, I mean, you know, to see some of these places, I don't know if there's going to be much opportunity to actually get on any of these, you know, really world famous courses, but we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to be bringing the sticks. I might have to ask my dad or something if he's coming a little bit later to bring them, or they can send it to me. But, you know, we have a pretty full life, you know, with the stuff that we want to bring, the things we're interested. Like we really enjoy getting out and seeing other parts of the surrounding area and the city that we're in. So that on off days, that's something we really like to do, and just go out, have a coffee, find out some new spots to check out, maybe eat something. But yeah, who knows? We'll see. I'm okay with a pair of rental clubs every once in a while.
Well, I tell you what, one of our trusted rink people, Davey, is the guy to talk to about getting out on St. Andrews. So if you play your cards right with Davey, I'll make sure you're introduced to Davey. He'll come and introduce you, and he'll let you know that if you play your cards right, you might get out on St. Andrews. And Robert Lakovich, all those guys will take you under the wing. Those guys seem to know how to get out onto these courses. You mentioned, like, to be able to get out and explore with your wife. I mean, Scotland is beautiful, the Highlands, all those things that obviously you know about, but as a city itself, live music, great little coffee shops, restaurants, I mean, it's a real gem. Do you have that adventurous spirit? Like, are you looking forward to exploring a new city? Because obviously when you're there as a visitor with the Panthers, it's just in and out for hockey. Yeah. But this is an opportunity to enjoy Glasgow, which is a world-class city.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like I said before, like, hockey is first and foremost. You want to go to a place that is the focus, and that is, you know, you're building a team that wants to win and everything. And I definitely think Glasgow checked those boxes. But the fact that it's in such a big and, you know, kind of historic city for many different reasons was definitely enticing. And yeah, no, we're just looking to go out and explore different things. And we've actually the other day I was looking up who's going to be, you know, kind of playing concerts and stuff. Not that we go to a ton, but every once in a while we're like, oh, that's an artist I'd like to see. So Glasgow definitely has that draw for some of the artists. So maybe that's something we get up to, but, you know, we just like taking a walk, different areas, checking out parks, maybe some vintage shopping, that sort of thing. It's just fun to get into different cities and see what's going on there and what makes it special.
I think it'll be a lovely fit. I mean, you're in Guelph, you're outside of Toronto, obviously. Are you a Jays fan? Have you know, there was World Cup games in Canada. Like, have you been enjoying other sports as a visitor or a spectator this summer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, after last year with the Jays, it's a tough one kind of seeing them, how they're doing now. They're still, you know, doing their best, but that was a really tough pill to swallow last year. I remember watching the game. I think it was ending, you know, probably like 3 or 4 a.m. or something. We had practice the next day, but I was like, I need to watch this. And fortunately they lost, but no, big Jays fan. You know, just watching sports as they come on TV, like watching a fair bit of golf and the FIFA, obviously, in Toronto, having that go on. It's been a little bit crazy, and that's where it's nice to not be in the city. You know, it's just, it sounds like absolute pandemonium down there when the games were on. And you know, it's quite hot too. So, but it's been really cool. My dad went to one of the games. He said it was an incredible experience. So it's one of those things that maybe you only go once or twice in your lifetime to a sporting event of that magnitude. So that was really cool for him, and going to be watching the game later on. I'm not going to say anything about picking sides, but yeah, no, we'll just be watching for the fun of it.
Yeah, as we record this, the semifinals are in full swing. Did you see the Tartan Army? The Scottish football fans took Boston by storm in the group phase, and it was absolute bedlam in a good way. So well behaved and just really added something and storming around Fenway Park and all those historic places in Boston. Did you see those clips of the Scottish football fans?
Yeah, no, I did. And it was, I mean, that's awesome. Like it's fantastic where, you know, an event like that, like a global event, has that kind of positive effect on so many people, whether it's people, you know, coming to a new place that they've never been before, or you know, someone hosting guests where it's like they have a fantastic experience and just stories to tell afterwards. And yes, did hear about the Scots in Boston. That was hilarious. That was awesome. But you know, you see the passion there, and hopefully that translates over to hockey. I know the hockey is a growing sport in the UK and Scotland, so it's going to be hopefully a great year for that, and get some wins, and hopefully get even more fans. So we'll see.
The reason I bring that up is because something that gives me hairs on the back of my neck was the semifinal Saturday at the playoff final weekend. The Bagpiper and about 300-400 members of the Purple Army marched through the streets of Nottingham, down through the Lace Market, bagpiping all the way down for the semifinal against Cardiff. I don't know if you saw the clip. If you haven't, go and search it up online. Absolutely breathtaking. And that was before the World Cup. That was before the Tartan Army took Boston by storm. The Purple Army took Nottingham by storm. So there's a proper passion amongst the sports fans. And I think you're going to really enjoy playing in front of Purple fans. Did you, when you were in our building the last few years, did you notice how loud Brayhead Arena was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there was a couple good matches between Nottingham and Glasgow. And it's not an easy rink to play against. You know, it's one of those ones where, I don't know, something about, you know, kind of the boards and the fans, like it can get pretty intense. I remember there was one time I got a penalty there, and I think there was a problem with the ice or something briefly that they were trying to figure out, or maybe it was a problem with the scoreboard, but I was on the video camera. I don't think the camera went off of me for like 3-4 minutes. I was just getting booze, and I think I was on the dance cam or something, and they just, you know, I was like, I can't be doing that right now. But it was a funny experience, because I think we were up, like Nottingham was up a goal at the time. So I'm like, oh, I do something stupid on dance cam, and then they, you know, the Clan score on this power play. It's probably not a great look for me. But, you know, just even the media team, you know, doing that was kind of funny, and, you know, it gets in your head, and it's enjoyable for the fans too. So that was a memorable experience in Brayhead.
That sounds about right. And the fans are so passionate. I love it, because they'll let you know, they'll get behind you when things are going well. They'll let you know when it's not going well. And you know what? That's so cool, because people care, right? And if people care, the players on the ice and people behind the scenes work harder. Look, most of the fans that are watching this, the Purple Army, are very knowledgeable. They'll know your game inside out because of the battles over the last few years. But for anyone tuning in for the first time, tell that member of the Purple Army what they can expect from Matt Spencer come this season as he puts on a Clan jersey.
Yeah, well, you know, I think from day one, I'm going to be a guy that's always working for it. You're not really going to see me take a shift off, but it's someone that's going to play really strong defensively and can kind of be put out against the other team's best lines. And, you know, going to contribute on all areas of the ice. Like, you know, I think I'm a pretty good skater and move the puck up well and get involved offensively where I can. So, I'd like to think I'm, you know, just a tough player to play against, whether that's, you know, through my physicality or speed or just defensive kind of mindset. So, hopefully it's tough for all the opposing players coming into Glasgow or when we go on the road.
I think that'll be music to the Purple Army's ear, and a great way to thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on Clan Chat. Matt Spencer, be safe there. I know the wildfires are a bit away, but I hope everything is all right in Guelph with you and your family. And it was an absolute honor to talk to you, and a pleasure. I know Chris Ellis, one of my best buddies, spoke very highly of you when he knew that you were leaving Nottingham to come to Glasgow. So it's been a pleasure to chat. Enjoy the rest of your summer. I look forward to meeting you in person in late August.
Yeah, appreciate it, Murph. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Cheers, buddy.